This is the Team Builders Podcast, building better teams.
I think talent is number one. We want the talent because make and do doesn't fit. And it doesn't matter where we are in the country. We travel to that, we train in that, and then we expand through those divisions.
This is the Team Builders Podcast with Stephen Haseley, Jerry Crowley and Jonathan Haseley.
And welcome to the next episode of the Team Builders Podcast. My name is Jonathan, host of the podcast, and I am joined today by my two wonderful co-directors, Stephen and Jerry. Gentlemen, how are we today?
Sensational, Jonathan. I haven't trained in 3 months, disappointed myself, and yesterday I did it, so I'm feeling quite proud.
You're back in the game.
Yeah, I just hope it's not another 3 months before I go again.
Winter
timber.
It's pretty steady.
Yeah.
Stephen, what about your training schedules?
Winner, winner, KFC for dinner. I have to get it in, boys. Come on. Well, I'm a trier.
You are a trier. Okay, so folks, just to tee us off for today's episode, for those that have listened before or maybe those that are just joining us for the first time, and this podcast is really all around what we feel after being in business for 20 years or more makes great teams and great teams within businesses in particular. We have the opportunity to interview business leaders. We often talk to some of our colleagues from around the world about what they notice and see in their team building businesses. In this episode, gents, I was really keen to talk about our current growth and expansion plans, and particularly with our efforts in London, which we've seen a lot of uptick and growth in, and things that we're keen to continue on with. I'm keen to explore the lessons that we've learned along the way and perhaps some of the things that we're hoping to do in the coming weeks and months as we really push the business growth, and particularly in and around London. So, Jerry, I'm going to come to you first of all, if you don't mind. What do you think motivated that choice or that decision to really focus on, you know, growth in London in particular?
Okay, well, to get a little bit philosophical about it, back in 2001 when we set up the business, one of my ambitions was not to be a local business, but to be a brand business and a UK business. But we had to live somewhere, and Scotland was wonderful. And there's a lot of good business in Scotland. So it wasn't something that we just decided, oh, let's go to London and see that what the big boy is doing. It was always part of the expansion plan. So it was always in our mindset. Yeah. But obviously, there's a struggles to overcome, many different ones, from distance, finance, staff, trustworthiness, clientele, all of those things, which took probably longer than I first anticipated.
That we care to admit, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So we kind of went down, came back, failed a little bit, came back again, struggled, and then excelled again. And the last 8 years, perhaps, we've really kind of understand how that business works from that point of view, from the business point of view, and also the clients that we now have see us as belonging in that environment. So we represent what they want from a team building engagement company, and we have the products that deliver that experience. So it's an automatic fit. So no longer do we get a call and they go, "How? Where do you live?" We now get a call, go, "We want this service. Can you do it here?" And as it so happens, a lot of that style of business that fits our brand is in bigger populations that has bigger numbers of employees, which London has a lot of. So I think it's always been the plan, but it has taken a while for that to fruition. And I guess we could have done it quicker if we had learned faster, I guess, to be critical of ourselves.
Yeah, I guess it's about accelerated growth too, isn't it? Yeah. You know, and I think, you know, I really recognise that in particular. I often say, like, our brand really fits that market. You know, we are high end, high level. We deliver on the expectations that they have, which I don't mean to say that they're different to any other big business around the world, but certainly our customers, when they see what we can offer, they know that they want that and they want us and they're willing to pay for that service.
Yeah, and you need to know how to do it, to be fair, don't you? Like, doing an event in Glasgow compared to London, one thing for sure is the traffic, where you can park, where you can set up, what permits you need. Some of that doesn't exist in Glasgow, but does exist in the very smallest of events in London. So when you first try to do that, they become boundaries of entry.
Yeah.
And I guess now that we've got a lot more customers who want us, that motivates us to jump those hurdles and, you know, stop retreating back into the den, I suppose.
Yeah, Jonathan, as you said, it's accelerated and organic growth, and it's driven by our customers' expectations. And I think drilling down into some of the numbers, which I have researched, there are 983,000 private businesses in London, and that compares to 340,000 businesses in Scotland. When that drills down into the larger businesses, there's 8,000 large businesses in London, and there's 2,500 large businesses in Scotland. And it's not that we only work with large businesses, but we do want to work with businesses who want to become large or at least retain their equity in their business. And so therefore, it's driven by customers' expectations and their demands, and it will always migrate towards those companies who invest time, money and energy into team building to make their team stronger, bigger, faster, however they want to measure success.
And here's something, just to jump on what Stephen was saying there. When Shell call us and go, we want to do team building events, and one's in Aberdeen and one's in Great Yarmouth, no problem, sir.
Yes. Yeah, 100%.
You know, and they can see that the pathway that we have. So as much as the numbers are, it's about where the business wants to be had, isn't it, too?
Absolutely.
You know, because I've been to the EICC with 650 people or something.
Yeah.
And equally been down to London in the container ships doing it for 25 people.
Yeah.
So it's about the brand and what that represents and what people want and where they want it.
Yeah, 100%.
That's how I see it. And I know that's how you see it too. But you're right. Just because somebody would maybe say to us, why do you have an office in Scotland if all the big numbers are in London? That's not the case. The case is that the numbers are all over the UK and we live in Scotland.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And we're keen to service the customers that we have, no matter where they are, no matter what it is that they want. Yeah, and I think
only if they want the best team building, though, Jonathan.
100%, obviously. Yeah, that was well.
Thanks, right. That's a plug.
Yeah, it's a good plug.
Absolutely.
I think obviously a lot of that growth or expansion, when we talk about it, is generally operationally focused for us, by which I mean we want to deliver more events every day, every week, every month. That operational growth needs some effort. So what kind of efforts are we going to at the moment to help us deliver that, Jerry? Perhaps you could talk to that.
Understanding what we do is number one, and writing that down so other people can understand what we do is very important, because we don't just put a box on somebody's table and say, solve that. So finding professional people is our number one objective. And in London, there is a vast amount of professional people. So when we meet them, we need to be able to get across what makes the difference between Team Challenge Company and just going to an event. You go to 10-pin bowling, you know what you get. You get the shoes, get the ball, and you strike. And after that, it's up to yourself to enjoy yourselves. Whereas with us, we don't want that outlook. We want people to experience something, for a light to go on, for that to be facilitated in a professional manner, not in a jokey manner, but with purpose. One of our big strap lines now is outcome-led team building. And so setting up training sessions with those professional people has been a big advance in our network. And they're at hand to drop in, help us when those moments arrive. And there's many of those moments. I think talent is number one. We want the talent, because make and do doesn't fit. And it doesn't matter where we are in the country, again, just back to the original point. We travel to that, we train in that, and then we expand through those divisions.
Stephen, I know you've always been a big proponent of, it's not necessarily what we do, but it's how we do it. You know, you can talk to that perhaps off the team that we now have operationally, of our event managers and our facilitators that deliver these big events for us.
I think that skills can be taught quite simply, because you can read it off a sheet and you can learn it. I think attitude's everything. And I think that when Jerry and I started 1,000 years ago, and it surprises me that the three people that are on this podcast have got degrees, but back in our day, Jerry, which was a long time ago, there was no such thing as an event management degree, and now there's lots of those.
Yeah.
So whilst certainly our staff don't have to have event management degrees, I'd like to think that the fruits of their labour over 3 or 4 years could be rewarded at working for a company like ours, so that their game plan to work in event management could come to fruition. That doesn't mean that they're going to be the finished product when they start with us after studying for a number of years. But again, we would like to think that it would be productive for them in their career to work with a company like ours and grow with us, with them, so that they can fulfil their ambitions, rather than go into a different industry because there's no opportunities.
Yeah.
We can certainly provide opportunities for them. It doesn't exclude people who don't have degrees or education in that particular field.
Your experience, yeah.
Yeah, but there's lots and lots of universities out there doing event management, there's outdoor pursuits, et cetera, et cetera. And those, I guess, are the kind of people who fit really well within our culture of our company. A winning culture, striving forward and wanting to take really, not just good care of our customers, but excellent care of our customers.
Stephen, you know, you make a really great point there about the type of people and personnel that are attracted to our business. I think the great thing, or the thing that we really focus on then when we find those talented people, is to make them feel what it is to work with Team Challenge Company. And, you know, we try really hard to impart our knowledge, our experience, but also our culture within that. And, you know, we have training documents, we have training sessions. Jerry, I know you in particular do a lot of practical focused training on the types of products that we go out and roll out. But I think that we, you know, we're very proud of the things that are important to us, our mission.
And then on what Stephen mentioned there about education, I can tell you now, if you're not a nice person, it can't fit.
Yeah.
Because you're in a room with 200 or 25 and you need to be a nice, developed person who's got the soft skills, who people can look to and listen to and not react with. I have seen some clever people, and when you put them in front of people, you just want to walk away. And it's just, it doesn't matter what qualification they have, if they can't warm to the crowd, if they can't endear themselves into the situation, it's a no-go in our line of work and how we do it, because we want to be not above them, not beneath them, but we want to be on par so that they can relax themselves, enjoy the experience and not feel judged by the experience. Because once you feel judged at work, it's a whole different story. And I think that's why too we attract the type of people that we attract. And I think Stephen hit a nail on the head. Training them is the easier part once we've got them. Because you know yourself, you've been many an interview and we don't even get to your experience.
Yeah.
Because you're going to expose those people to our groups that we care so much about. So much so that we put our principles in place on our website even. And when you come to meet us, I've seen, because I saw you do it recently, actually. They came through the door and on the way to the interview, you said, I'd like you to have a look at our wall here. And these are our principles of our work ethic. And by the time they get to number 7, which is the captain of the ship, I hope it's number 7.
Nine.
Somebody's gone on, nine! Yeah, by the time you get to number 9, captain of the ship, you pretty much know whether you're going to fit or not fit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think what Stephen was mentioning there, it all kind of fits in, I think. And if they want it, we can give it, but they need to have a nuance. Is that the right word to use?
Yeah, you're in a matter of words. That's a great word, yeah.
That's a word.
Then, yeah, thanks, Stephen.
No, I think you make a great point there, Jerry. And again, you know, it really is about, once you're that type of person, you know, can you buy into what we do and how we do it? And we obviously are very proud of that and what we've developed over all of the years of being in business. And not just the practical part, but it's the feel that we give the customers and that care and attention. I think that's what is always at the heart of what we want to do. And I hope that we do a good job of buying people into that and allowing them to go and flourish when they deliver these big events for us, you know. Yeah. So hugely important, and it's been exciting. We've seen a lot of success already. We've seen some great, you know, new event managers that have been delivering. They start off with the smaller groups, the 30s, the 50s. We're there, we're nervous, we're going, okay, hey, we're going to do 100 next time. This is an important customer of mine, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And I think we see, you know, we've really been enjoying the fruits of those labours and, you know, more to come.
Yeah, you know, in some ways, this is a small cat out of the bag, I suppose. Some ways we held the business back from that because we didn't trust people enough to be successful for themselves.
Yeah.
And, you know, not necessarily for us. And I like what you say there, because I think when you see the success and you read what the customer says about those people, then you think to yourself, oh my goodness, that's, you know, probably close to as good a job or better job than perhaps we would have done.
Jens, thanks very much. Really appreciate that today. If there's anything else...
Before you go, Jonathan, Steve O's the man for advice. So Stephen, I'm going to ask a question for Jonathan's point. If you had to give advice to other organisations who are looking to expand their teams, have you got any quick tips?
I would say decide on what your vision is, where you want to go and who you want to go there with. And I think that don't compromise. I think once you compromise, you lose yourself, you lose your own vision and you lose your hunger and your aptitude for success. And that's not based on money. That's just based on when you wake up every morning, what do you want to do with your life? And if you lose that, ain't no point being in business.
You knew Steve would bring it home.
I did.
That was classic.
I was interviewing for your job there.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Sacked already.
Folks, thanks for the time today. For those listening, if you'd like to learn more about where we can work with you, whether at London or anywhere else in the UK or further afield, of course, which you might learn in future episodes, please do check out our website. All the info is there, teamchallenge-company.co.uk. It has been great to be with you both again, lads. Any plans for the afternoon?
I'm not training, though.
Yeah, you did that yesterday. Yeah. That's right. Stephen, any walking plans?
Just out the door.
Awesome. Well, I'm hitting the golf course. Thanks, boys. See you again on the next episode of the Team Builders Podcast.
Bye-bye.
Bye.